In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Gospel from St. Matthew, which is the conclusion of the Beatitudes, which actually is the beginning in Matthew's Gospel of the Lord's teaching, he says to us, "Rejoice and exult, because your reward is great in heaven." I remember as a young man, I remember even as a seminarian, oftentimes put off by the conclusion of our Gospel, precisely because it seemed to gloss over the difficulties of the world in which we live. To somehow, by keeping our eyes, our minds, our sights on the things of heaven, this reward that is great in heaven, it kept us from looking at all the difficulties and the strifes and the struggles of this earth. As I have grown older and therefore more acutely aware not only of my death, but those that I love going before me, the reality of death more poignant as we do grow older, such is the direction of our lives, I now find myself taking great comfort in these words. And I find myself more and more contemplating the glories of everlasting life. Indeed, if God so wills it for me and I cooperate with his grace, as I am ought and as I should. Heaven is the reason for which we were created, purely and simply, because we were created to praise, reverence, and to serve God. We exist, we are, because of our relationship with him and him alone. And therefore, what we do in this life, enjoying the beauties of this life, must always be imbued with understanding that we enjoy them, we rejoice in them in relationship to him, giving fitting glory and praise to him. And that we do live in this life, enjoying the fruits of this life, in order to find our place in his kingdom forever. Because it is there then that that peace that we desire, that at times we get a glimpse of here on earth, will be ours for all eternity. Eternity is beyond my comprehension. It's beyond all of our comprehensions because we are finite. We are limited. We only know beginning and middle and end. That which would go on forever is something about which we can speak, maybe even something about which we can mathematically prove, but in reality it goes beyond our understanding. But all the more reason for us to rejoice in it, because as much as it might be beyond the grasp of our minds, our hearts and our souls know that for all eternity we will be at peace with God. All those things with which we might war here on earth, most especially ourselves and the temptations that oftentimes beset us, we know that indeed God enjoys and has prepared a place for us. And the celebration of all of the saints in heaven is yet another further affirmation of our faith in what we know to be true, that this place does indeed exist, and that there are holy men and women who have gone before us, who have lived rightly in the sight of the Lord, such that they took their place around the throne of the Lamb, and there they proclaim and give voice to the glory of God. As they are, and make intercession for us, so it is that we desire to be here on earth. And it is this august sacrifice that we celebrate at this precise moment that brings together, weds together this great glory of heaven and this travail here on earth, so that around the altar of sacrifice, not only are we strengthened to continue to be in right relationship with God, but we have manifest in front of us the fulfillment of God's promise and his desire that we take our place with him in heaven. Brothers and sisters, you must contemplate heaven, which means you will also contemplate death. And the beauty and wisdom of Holy Mother Church is that she gives us this month of November to precisely do just that, but not to contemplate it in fear or doubt or in trepidation, but to do so with great confidence because we know of God's promise and we know of the fulfillment of God's promise before us and these holy men and women to whom we go, to whom we make intercession, who we rely upon as exemplars of how we can be in this life are given to us precisely so that we can continue to marshal on, most especially when we confront difficulties. And so what is the gospel that is given to us this day? The Beatitudes and the blessings that conclude with this rejoicing and exalting because your reward will be great in heaven. It begins, though, with an exhortation for a poverty of spirit And it reminds us that we will be persecuted and ridiculed and mocked and falsely accused and every manner of evil spoken against us for the sake of the Lord. This is no easy task upon which God has embarked us. But precisely because it is the road that He Himself has traveled, He gives us all abundant graces to travel exactly in the same manner and the same road that He Himself went. This is not something that we ever do alone, nor was it ever His intention that we do this alone. And so we celebrated the church triumphant, we the church militant, contemplating and looking at the glory that they have achieved, knowing that as they have done and responding generously to the graces of God, so we too, if we respond generously to the graces of God, can conform our lives to receive His blessings even as we suffer in this life, knowing of the glories of the life to come. Far from being a panacea that glosses over the difficulties of the world, it is only when one truly contemplates himself and the glories of heaven that the travails of earth actually make sense. This reward and this blessing is indeed that which rests before us. But we know because of the lives of the saints and the holy men and women who have gone before us, that these same blessings, these same gifts are also here on earth if we choose to live with the Lord as He calls us to live. I find in my own life, again, especially as I have been, in a sense, by age forced to contemplate more and more the reality of my own demise and the glories of heaven that may be mine, that also may be lost by me if I do not live rightly in the sight of God, I realize how complicated oftentimes I make my life as a Catholic man, even more so as a Catholic priest. How easily I squander the blessings and the graces that God bestows upon me. And they are abundant. They are manifold. They are manifest here in your presence alone. And they multiply 50, 100, 1,000-fold. How easily I let them slip through my hands. More concerned about what people think about me. More worried about persecution, reproach, sacrifice, suffering, false accusation, and evil. Instead of realizing that all of the things that the world may hurl at me and all the things that men might say about me, God has already desired that I be with Him. And that is a desire that's written into my very being. And that is all that I need to live in this world. It is all that any of us need to live in this world. There's no reason to worry, to have fear, to have doubt. There's no reason for concern about the things of men. But only when we think about God and Him alone do indeed the things of men make perfect sense for us. And those things that are good we use to give glory to God, and all other things we push to aside and we rejoice. Salvation belongs to our God who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb. Amen. Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.